This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden won six states in the early results from Tuesday's Democratic presidential nominating contest that spanned 14 states from coast to coast.
We need to bring everybody along. Everybody. We want a nominee who will beat Donald Trump. But also keep Nancy Pelosi the Speaker of the House. Win back the United States Senate. If that's what you want, join us.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won two states, with the results still out in California.
Tonight, I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination. And we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
Senator Elizabeth Warren trails both Sanders and Biden in the race for delegates, and with the early results in from Tuesday night, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg's path to the White House may have disappeared with a weak showing in the 14 states that held primaries. People in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee are still in shock after tornadoes tore through the state in the middle of the night Tuesday, killing at least 25 people and causing extensive damage. Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee says people around the state are rallying to help those in need, especially in the capital city of Nashville and the surrounding counties. President Donald Trump said he plans to visit the affected areas across Tennessee on Friday. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Observers say there is still a gap between President Trump's comments on the coronavirus and the public comments from the members of the White House task force that's headed by Vice President Mike Pence. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Coronavirus. We're really working hard on it.
President Trump's public comments seem a bit rosier than those of the experts. Federal health officials are issuing solemn warnings about the coronavirus. Yes, it will spread. No, there isn't adequate testing just yet, although they're making progress on distributing test kits. And no, there is no vaccine, and there won't be one for probably about a year, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was showing President Trump the lab at the National Institutes of Health, comparing this to the SARS outbreak.
Phase one trial. Remember, that doesn't mean you have a vaccine. Right. It means for safety. It was 20 months. Then H5N1 influenza, we got it down to 11.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has advice for the president. Let the non-political public health officials do the talking. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The virus has created a shortage in hand sanitizers. On many drugstore and supermarket shelves, there are scarce supplies of sanitizers in many areas here in the U.S. As the AP's Ed Donahue reports, finding the alcohol-based sanitizers is becoming almost impossible.
Market research shows a big jump in the sale of hand sanitizers, wipes, and liquid soap. With all their use, buses and subway trains are breeding grounds for germs. In New York, MTA boss Patrick Foy says cleaning crews are ready.
Trains, cars, and buses will be cleaned daily, with the MTA's full fleet being disinfected every 72 hours.
Turnstiles, elevators, and escalators will be cleaned daily.
This is a substantial investment of time and resources, and a substantial increase in both the frequency and intensity of disinfecting.
The CDC recommendation is washing hands with warm or cold water and then lathering soap for 20 seconds. As far as coughing and sneezing, block with the elbow, not your hands. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by a half percentage point in a surprise move aimed at addressing what it described as the evolving economic risk posed by the coronavirus. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Dow sank 785 points to close at 25,917. It had surged 5% a day earlier on hopes for aid from the Fed and other central banks. In another sign of the market's caution, the yield on the 10-year Treasury sank below 1% for the first time in history. While the cut gave some investors exactly what they'd been asking for, the Fed says the ultimate solution will have to come from health experts, not central banks.
That's Julie Walker from the AP reporting. And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.